posisi samudre, S-A yang diari, Dr. Madre, as you pronounce, Ravi pronounce, samudre is correct. So thank you for your prayers. And while I was reading in First Chronicle chapter 4, I found one small prayer of Jabez, and that's quite appropriate for me as well as for you also. First Chronicles chapter 4, 9th and 10th verse. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in a pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. Here is a little character is there, little known saint, Jabez. The name Jabez is like a cool oasis in a dry desert. Whenever we start reading these chronicles, we get bored because there are so many names. Just before Jabez's name, there are about 425 people's name was mentioned, his brothers and others. And then writer of this First Chronicle mentions the name of Jabez as more honorable than his brothers. And then the Jabez, he has prayed to the God of Israel. And his prayer demonstrates his integrity and his passions. And his petitions were very simple. Bless me, enlarge me, accompany me, and keep me. And it's no wonder that this little known saint's prayer or request was grantable. So God granted him whatever he requested. Though this Jabez was a man of sorrow, his mother suffered, and mother gave his name as a Jabez, man of sorrow. Maybe she was having a difficult labor or something else. But this beginning of this Jabez was little bit bad, but later on, he was a man of prayer. And later on, God honored him amongst his brothers. His simple petitions, a short prayer, and up to the point, it's a sweet prayer. And he was not a man of many words. But the Lord loved him, and he asked, "Bless me, oh, that you would bless me indeed." And bless me means blessing means material blessings we see many times. But his prayer was not selfish, but for the purpose. And that's why this I'm praying for me also this beginning of new year. So bless me, Lord. If we don't ask, we will not get it, you know. James 4 and the second verse also, it says, "You do not have because you do not ask." So I'm asking the Lord, bless me. I am on the mission field. It's a small prayer I am praying. Just bless me, Lord. I don't want the material things. Jabez didn't ask for material things, but he asked blessings for purpose. And then he says, enlarge my territory. And this is also for material things. Many people, they ask, this enlarge the territories. And if I have one bungalow, give me two bungalows. Or if I have this thing, this much money, I need some more. But he says, enlarge my territory. That means whatever the task the Lord has given him must be accomplished. So many people, they ask me, you have many more things, this evangelical things, educational things, medical fields, so many things. Why you are getting involved in all these things? The last 4 years, you are seeing me, and I know you also, and you know me. But in all these three fields, I am still surviving, and I am asking Lord, bless me, and still increase my territory, like a Jabez. This Lord has given me this task, evangelical first, educational we have a school, medical field I have a medical doctor, so Lord, use me. And the Lord is granting all these requests, and He is helping me, and that's why I am here. I am not discouraged. There are many more things are there to discourage whenever you are on the mission field. And thirdly, this Jabez says that your hand would be with me. He is asking the presence of the Lord, and he don't want to go alone. He wants to go along with the Lord, and he wants that God before him, he wants that God behind him, he wants that God is on his right hand and left hand and above and also underneath, so that to protect him. And also the Holy Spirit, he is asking that it should be within him. So he is asking that Lord's presence should be with him. And same thing, this whenever any missionaries, they are on the field, they are asking the Lord's presence. In the beginning, these missionaries, they say, the Lord has called me and Lord has sent me. But if anybody goes without the Lord, then it will be difficult. There are many challenging things out there. So His presence is most important. And the Lord's presence is with me. And fourth thing, this Jabez said, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Keep me. In Matthew 6:13 also, Jesus taught us to pray, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. And this is the deliverance from the evil is most important. There are many more things. Temptations are there, or many evil things are there. So when we are getting up throughout the day, what will happen? Or if any enemies will attack on us, or any criticisms will be there, and how to face it. In the beginning, I used to go only 1 month in a year before I was commanded. But later on, my presence was more in India. Some people, they didn't like it, because I am there always. If 1 month, if I am going there, just put the garland and just listen and take the money, and then it's okay. But now, my presence is there. Some people, they don't like it. Or some people, they like it. Or there are some other people, they were just opposing from the distance. Now they are there on the open field. Now they are trying to discourage this brethren's work, or a New Testamental pattern believer's work. Because our mirages full of the churches, these other churches, other denominations, and many small churches, Pentecostal and many other small groups. Now I am facing with that. So daily, this is my prayer is there in the morning. Keep me out from the evil. So Jabez requested to preserve his honor, preserve his purity, and he asked that, use me, Lord. Give me a chance, give me a task, so that I will increase my territory. I will increase the work, whatever the purpose, whatever I am there. So this is also, my prayer also is there. Jabez's prayer was honored. So this is my prayer also. The Lord, you should bless me. And also, you enlarge my territory and keep your hands upon me and you keep me away from the evil things. And that's, I am requesting you. So many people, they say, brother, I have seen your photograph and we are praying. They say every prayer time, we are selecting one or two countries and we have seen your picture there. So somewhere I have seen. So we are praying for it. I feel so grateful that somebody is praying. I am requesting you. It's a small prayer. You pray for me also. And I am also praying while I am working on the evangelical, educational, medical field in India. Some of the slides you might have seen or may not have seen. So I didn't come last time. So maybe all these slides are new ones. So I will take you to India. So bear with me. I will go very fast. There are many slides. But at the end, if you have any questions regarding the slides or particular things, you can ask me. Again, these are my sons, Steve and Sam. Sorry, both of them, they were not able to come here. Steve is sick, Sam also is sick. And this once again, I will show, you can see, with the lights on. It's okay. Mm-hmm. So, this is a great land of India. This is a one-fourth size of America. But four times more than population-wise. It's all thickly populated. And this a tsunami was hit on this area. A tsunami, the Sri Lanka is here and India this side. And we are on other side. Tsunami, we were not affected. This is Maharashtra. Mirage is here. And we are located here. And I don't know whether you know him. Raymond Stiles is our supporter. It's Bob Haggard, and he also supports because they come whenever I am here in Chesapeake. They come to my house. We discuss about the matters about India. Also, Billy Stevenson, he comes from Florida. And this is our school. School is growing. And there are so many challenging things. There are so much of competition also is there in the town. And next to our school, there is a Catholic school. And all the time, some competition is there. So this time, we have put some board on the road. This is our building. Now, these are leading towards the Bethesda school. And this time we have again 600 students, but the place is not enough. So we wanted to build another two rooms. That was a challenging thing in 2005. And we were not having enough money, but the Lord provided. When Jessica is breaking the ground over here. And only these many rooms we were having. So, we added this construction. This construction was going on. And halfway our money was finished, but somehow the Lord provided, and we finished this building. And we have written, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, this beautiful verse over there. So all the children, they read, their parents, they read. And one of the, this corporator from our corporation, it's a big man over here, is politically elected. He came and he also promised us many things, and he inaugurated this new block. And we have to keep a contact with the people, local people. So because of that, this again, this hall is empty for us. Otherwise, we were putting the this extra classes in these halls, two classes. Now this hall again, we are using it for the children. Sometimes these are summer Bible camps. This is a little projector over here. We show the films, so we show the slides, and we teach the students. And teachers also, they take part in teaching. And this time we have introduced, since last 4 or 5 months, this every fortnight, we have a prayer for teachers and staffs, and we gather in the school. And all, means even Hindu teachers and Muslim teachers, they attain this prayer. And it's quite successful. And without the prayers, we cannot go ahead. So we started that, and we are having regular Bible studies over there. And so any function, it's a big functions, and so we don't have auditorium, bigger auditorium. So we are outside. We have beautiful sunny weather, and any functions we begin with a word of prayer, and. And we guide the children. This time the sports day was celebrated, and this also one of the local elected person and his wife, she's also elected person, and they came, and he's a Muslim man, but many verses from the Bible he quoted while he is speaking. So he was there, and this is a torch was lit, and we are guiding the children. And this girl, she is the state level player, and our school team, this is a cricket team. Cricket is very much popular over there, not a baseball. So our team won this cup, and our children are doing very well, and our school is well known in the town, and not only in the this sports, but this singing. Singing competition also. Our team, means these girls, they took part, and our group came first in the singing competition in the town. And these teachers, they taught them how to sing a good song. This is an old picture, about 7 years, 6 years or 7 years. Billy Stevenson is there. This is the bus, school bus, but this is not our bus. Is one of my friend. He is having nursing college, and he just gave it for a school trip. I asked for the help, and he gave it. And so this is my dream, is that this year, this coming year, it's we will buy the school bus. The school bus is quite important over there to bring the children and to take them for the trip. And this we also have this water country, like that, small things over there, and the children, I take them, this is even small children, we take them in the gardens, and it's a very nice time that's spending with the small kids. This time I really enjoyed with the small kids, and many children, they were chasing me, and they were just some of the children, they are so small. They were remembering their grandpa. So they were saying, "Grandpa." So I loved I take the part in all the activities of the school. And this 21st of December, just recently, we had a Christmas celebration in the school. Most of the 90% of the students are Hindus, and our school is known as a Christian school. So during Christmas festival, so we celebrate this Christmas, means We have a small pageant, we have a Christmas carol, some Christmas songs, and we teach these songs to the children, and they take part in this pageant as well as some of the skits, and through that they come to know the scripture. And this picture was taken, and this picture came in the newspaper, and it was a good publicity for our school, because in none of the school they have these programs like this. So these are just on the 22nd of December and 21st of December and 22nd I traveled over here. And for our teachers also, those who took part, we give the presents to them. And but this is my office, and in my office many shields our students they won, and scriptures are there, the Son is born unto you. And we give the presents, and we tell them that the greatest gift the Lord has given is Jesus Christ. And during that time, so we had a Christmas songs competition, and one of the hospital, bigger hospital in the town, they took the competition. So our school's team, they won again the prize. They sang very beautifully, so we honored them. Now the medical ministry, the schools, there are so many things are going on. I spend quite a lot of time in the school, because we should build up this small kids. And, but medical ministry, it's going on, but these are the dialysis machines. Last time you must have seen the photographs of dialysis machines. These are installed. And now, whatever the transformer part was there, so now that is also repaired, but I didn't start it. So I'm waiting for Jessica to come over there, and she's coming along with me on 19th of January. And most probably we will start. Four machines are there, and everything is ready. And once this machine starts, then many more people will be benefited, or those who are, whose kidneys are failed. So this medical ministry, this is, it will be a very good when this dialysis machine starts. This also this plant, water plant is established, and these are very costly, and pure water is required for dialysis. And this dialysis machine with a patient in, this we go and see in other parts also how the dialysis is done in that situation. It's the conditions over here, they are different. Here plenty of the things are available, but in India, so whatever it is available, we have to give the treatment over there. So this is my small clinic, and this I see, this everything is in my house, this lower floor. And this I see the ENT patient, ear, nose, throat patient, and he's not the patient. But he was a patient at that time. He is our principal of our school. He is one of the convert from Hinduism. And he took baptism in our the baptistry tank in our school. And now he is a principal now. Previous last year, our principal, one lady was there. She resigned, and she was a Baptist origin. Now this fellow is in the assembly. He takes part in assembly, and he plus in the school also he takes part, so I'm very proud about him. So I'm trying to help him in his all other needs. And his son also is entered in engineering college, so we are helping him in all other ways. So this is Jessica. Whenever she comes there, she's always busy. She's preparing some gauze pieces and cotton balls for the clinic. And these are here. I am doing one ear surgery. This is a microscope we have, and some of the ear surgeries I have performed. One of the Hindu person, he was not able to listen properly, 34 or 36 years old, and for 10 years he was suffering from deafness. So I performed the surgery in his ear, and one of the smallest bone. So I removed and replaced with these prosthesis, and now he is able to hear properly. And during his 1 week stay, he read that New Testament thoroughly, And many of his relations, they came, visited him, and none of them, they were knowing about Jesus Christ. But during this one week, they came to know about the Jesus, but accepting and etc., everything is up to the Lord, and Lord's Spirit will work in them. Maybe that was patient's brother, elder brother, he is having also problem, and he was coming for the surgery, but they inquired about whether that person's wife inquired whether Jessica is coming or not, whether so her part is most important, I think. So, I said, she's coming in month of January, so that time they will come. So, whoever is in need, or whoever poor, so we take it in our clinic, and that's a small clinic, and this operating room is in my house, and we give the treatment, whatever the way. So, I'm not a busy practitioner there, but I'm doing the service over there. And whoever calls me, wherever I go to the villages, and after this service or this outside the church is one of the village. So we conduct the medical camp. Particular this village was conducted the camp, and this whole afternoon I saw about 200 patients along with one or two other doctors' help, and many more patients we saw there. And this is one lady, she is having abscess in the neck. I saw her and I advised her to come. So a treatment is required. For 2 months she was taking treatment outside, and nothing was helped. And I said, it may be a tuberculosis or so, so you must come and we will give you a treatment. But she didn't come. This was means in the beginning of December, month of December. And recently what I heard from my friend, that she passed away. So she didn't come, she didn't listen. People are so stubborn, even free advice they take it. But same like a gospel also, the free gospel, they get it, but they don't listen. Finally, they will perish. A gospel outreach is most important for that. And this time, this year, we took pain in distributing tax very much. And this is the one of the places there. This name is Pandharpur, and about a million people, they come for the festival, Hindu festival. Some God is there, and some of them, they come barefooted, and by walking 100 miles they walk, 50 miles, 100 miles they walk, and they come to that place and they worship the God. And they are still in darkness. So, we have to rescue them. The song was so appropriate, and they are perishing. They are wasting time in wrong things. So, these are the gospel tracts we printed, get it printed over there. This is in our local language, and this is our driver. He also takes part in that. And we went to that place. That's about 2.5 hours distance from our place. And people, they go from our town also to that place. So, he is one of the old doctors here. He is the only Christian there. And whenever gospel team comes over there, other teams also they come, always he entertains all of them, and he gives them a shelter. But this time we say, don't go into the town. So, because they don't allow the people to go over there, and it's a sensitive area, and police will not allow you to distribute the tract. So, what we did on the road, we distributed tracts. Many people, we stop them and give them a tract. So here we are having freedom. We can talk to the people over there. And on the roadside also, these are the pilgrims. They are coming and resting under the tree. And we take a chance, and with the help of charts, and we are telling them about the gospel. And we taught them some of the songs also. They were singing their God's song, but we taught them our songs also. So something new they were singing, and in that way we gave the gospel. But some of the people here, they said, why you are listening about this new God? So we don't know about our God. We are walking such 100 miles, 50 miles and coming, we are walking and going there, and our prayers are not answered. So why to get confused with this? So they were trying to oppose us. But some of the ladies, they said, no, we want to listen about this new God. We are telling them about the only Jesus is the God. He is the living God. So you have to believe on them. This is clear cut gospel we were giving. So some of the people, they are resting there, though we give these gospel tracts, and they are listening very patiently, and they are reading this gospel tract. And whenever there is a big crowd, it's a bit difficult. With the church, we started telling, but I was at the distance, and from distance I was taking photographs, but what I heard from my side is that some of the people, young people, they wanted to throw the stones and harass us, because they were saying these are the people, they are fooling us, and they are Christian people, so let us beat them. So when I heard that, I sent a word inside. I said, come on, pack up, we'll go away from here. We don't want anything to be happen. So we went from there, and this another place, this man, he is also one of the devotees. He is keeping mum only. So only he takes the name of his God. So I asked some of the questions to him, and he is not opening his mouth because he is not having the words, living word. And I said, can I take your picture? So he said, yes. And people, they come, and because he is keeping mum and he just taking God's name, people, they just worship him also. But we have the living words. And we declared there, and we gave the gospel over there. And this is the food. This is not the pizza. This is the rice. Hmm? And it was smelling very nice, because million people, they come on the road. So some of the good people from the villages, town, they prepare the food for the people, and they serve. So it is a mass preparation, and they are serving. So on this plates over here, these are leaves. Out of leaves, they are making the plates, and it was not hygienic. But this man was saying, "Why don't you eat this? This food is offered to the God." And when he said, "Food is offered for the God," I said, "No, we will not eat this food." Though the smell was good, so I said, "We will not eat this food." And we sat under the tree, and we were having nice food with us, and we were so much of tired that day. And successive 2 days we went for this gospel campaign, and this team, we used to pack up our food and take it and come to my house, and again we used to go on the road. So this is not only on the one or twice, or many times we go out for tracting. Because there are many festivals in India. So this is another time we went. That time about 500,000 people were there. So this time we got the entry into the town, but not near to their shrines, but in the marketplace and on the road. This livestock, they are selling it, and many people, they gathered there. So we, and on the road also, there's a big traffic was there. So we, whenever people are stopping or whenever people are going, we distributed on the road. And sometimes we shout that this is the word from living God. We don't say that's Jesus, but we say living God, come and take it. So everybody then that they come for the search of God only. So in this way, we declared the word of God. And this man also, he was not ready to listen, but I said, I will take a picture of your this thing. Then he said, okay. Then he took the tracts and he heard the gospel. And in this way, we go to the villages also. This is in the fair time, and plus this villages, it's a regular thing, at least once or twice in a week we go. And sometimes in some of the villages, no electricity and no proper house, no air condition and nothing. But that will not prevent us. This is a kerosene lamp, and yet food also, and this is the house. I mean, half brick. We built only for one of the believer. He was a poor believer, and so we built it. And in that house, we gather sometimes for the prayer whenever we go to that village. And in that village, this is the lady. This lady's surgery, heart surgery, was performed about 3 years back, and mitral valve was very tight, and she was dying. But we somehow we collected money, and we got it done, heart surgery, in the one of the hospital there, our missionary hospital, and now she's happy. And her daughter got married, and daughter-in-law, they got the children, and now in this way. That lady also is working now in the ladies' meetings and other things, and working for the Lord. And we visit other places also, this other language assemblies, and whenever we speak we have to speak it in English or Hindi, and then somebody will translate in their language. So there are many small groups are coming up. And they suddenly get increased, and this way we go there, and in the deepest part of the India also we go. This is one of the village, and they are all are Hindu here. And these photographs are there. This is the goddess. This is the also Ganesha god, and there are many other gods are here, and some family photographs are there. And you can see that Jesus photograph also is here. So they say this, all religions are same. So they invited us inside the house. So we gave the word from the living book, and we gave them a gospel. And this brother, he stays there in that village. So he has taken the challenge. So I always encourage him. And now maybe when I go, this is a new place, because that's about 3 hours away from my place. It's very difficult for me, but there is one hospital is there, that's a hospital's director. He said, why don't you come once in a 15 days or once in a week and see our ENT patients? So I may take that opportunity, and at the same time I may spend time with the believers over there. So we gave that, and people, they heard, and they are now praying, and ladies, they are covering their head, and they are asking, they are requesting to pray for sick, and then we have to do that, and slowly the work will progress in that. So these are enlarging our territories, that is answer to our prayers. And some of the ladies, some of the gents, they are ready for baptism. And then maybe in month of February or so, so we will bring them to our school. This is the baptistry is there. So we will baptize them over, because in this baptistry, there so many baptisms took place previously. And every year, some few baptisms, they take place. And in another village, it's Sangalwadi. This is nearer to us. Now there are about 300 believers, they say, but I didn't see this in one of the room. 300 people may gather, but they say if a place is there, then everybody will sit together. Then you will see. So this land is, they have at the point of acquiring. So some of the money they are in need of, and once they get that money, so we also gave some of the money, and they are putting my name as a elder, a senior elder in that assembly also. So whenever any advice or anything, they come for me, and I go regularly there for teaching the word of God. And this is we had a greatest flood also. Natural calamities are there, and because of this flood, many houses were collapsed in one of the villages. And this village, they called me, and this is a church building. This water was up to here, this level. So whole village was under the water, practically. But this church is about 80 years old. This is a denominational church. Recently, all these people, they came out of denomination, but and they means they had some problem with a local bishop, and somebody said this, why don't you call Dr. Samudra, means that's me, and he will guide us for so I said I will come there, but I will speak from the scripture and I will teach about the church. So I was the chief guest over there, and I gave the lecture on the New Testament Pattern Church, and maybe now that they are 80 years old church, it will be a very difficult to accept this New Testament pattern. But they said they liked it, and they said we will call you again and again. So I said I am ready. So maybe that will be a new place, and the Lord will open the door, and who knows that those 300, 400 people, whatever they are there, they may get converted and they may have this New Testament. But if they play some bishop plays some game, and then there will be a problem. But now they are all one, and they are against that bishop. And this is a big congregation. And that day when I went there, they were so happy, and many people, they donated some grains and some food, and these are the children, they are well versed with Bible verses, and many people they donated, so they prepared the food for everybody. Rice is prepared in this, and curry is prepared over here, and this man, he prepared it, so whatever his cost is there, means preparation cost. So we bore it, and same place I saw the patients also whole afternoon. So whole day I spent over there. This another village also, this completely under the water, and this when that completely under water, this all these people, that Sangalwadi people, we called them to our school, and they were sheltered in our school. When they were there every day evening, so we used to take prayer for them, and we supplied the ration for them as grains, and every day we used to feed them, and many people they donated also some of the food, and that's how this about 7-8 days we took care in our school. So our school is a multi-purpose. This is for giving education, also for conducting the camps, and also for in the case of disaster, we give the shelter to the people. This also news came in the newspaper, and this brother, he is working in one of the small village, and we were not able to rescue the people from there because water was surrounding the village. But anyway, when water receded, we gave him grains and other help, and he was very happy. And this is the widow. And from that village, her house also was completely submerged in the water, but this door means it's intact, and she's very happy. She comes to the assembly regularly, and it's her son, and he's sick now, and he's having some kidney problem, and he needs surgery. So he's admitted now, not in my hospital, because it's a nephrologist, he has to do the surgery. So I am in contact with all the nephrologists and other things. But she is a poor lady, widow, and still surgery is not done because he has some epileptic fits also. So that neuro consultation and other things are required. So when I go, maybe his surgery will be done. And please pray for him. Yeah, she's a nice lady. In this way, there are many small children. This India's population is increasing. So maybe we may get some more students. The people, they call me for blessing the children. So we go there, and we take being a missionary means working with the people. We have to mix up in all the things over there. It's a challenging work. It's not just to go on a visit. People, they say here, when I went to Florida, the people, they said, oh, we thought that you are here only and you are promoting your work. I said, no, I'm always there in India. So, And I visit only this Carlisle or Victoria Assembly or just 2-3 assemblies I visit during this time. Because I can't go this for promotional tour or anything. The Lord will provide. So this way, because so we get the encouragement because of these old people, those who serve for the Lord. This is for more than 80 years. He is a full-time worker and he works. So we do respect these old people, those who work for the Lord, and we visit them always whenever we go there. And these are these people from Victoria, though they are few, and you also are few here, and everybody is praying. And there's a Billy Stevenson. Recent, on Wednesday, I took their picture. He is good in health. And, he was remembering. I told him that I may be going here. So he said he conveyed you the greetings, and he said he's okay. He's undergoing some of the tests, and Carol Wood Gospel Chapel. They invited me there, and very good reception. And big crowd was there, and many people, they asked me the questions. I showed same slide, and one of the young fellow is 31 years old. He wants to come to India. He says, use me. So from morning till night, 11 o'clock, I want to speak and give the gospel. He's very good in giving the gospel or